Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Mystic Falls High School has a new principal, and the Salvatore School has a new headmaster with a vengeance. Come back so we can talk about it.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Yo, what's up, everybody? It is Legacies Season 2, Episode 2. And this year will be different. I am joined by my wonderful co-host. I have a sci-fi savant here, Miss Haley Graves.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Excited to be back. We are seeing you in the live chat, and I cannot wait to discuss your ideas and mine tonight.
And we have an addition, you all, a bonus tonight joining our cast, Miss Bollywood Shiksha Mattani.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here, you guys. Let's talk Legacies. What a great show.
Yes, it is a great show. So just letting you all know, we have so much to get into today. Don't forget our special segment, The Merger. That is for you people who are new to the chat. We will be selecting two people who were the best duo and the worst duo of each episode. That is our special segment. We have news and gossip coming up, and you do not want to miss it. Haley has some good stuff for us. So, the first thing that I want to address everyone's thoughts on the show. And I'm going to start with you, Haley. What was your overall thought of tonight's show?
So I was a fan of the show. This one had me emotional, I'm not going to lie. Overall, really, really happy with it. I'm excited about where things are going. I cannot wait to talk about them with you all. And guys, I had a little bit of a revelation. Can't wait to tell you about it. So excited.
All right, go ahead.
I loved this episode. Mm-hmm. I was sad last episode to see Hope all by herself. Yeah. And to see her connect with Alaric was just amazing. Mm-hmm. And to kind of get she even met Landon. It was just great. I really liked the episode.
So for me, this episode seemed like it was going in a rewind. Because now Hope is being reintroduced to Rick.
Yep.
As Hope Michelson.
Yep.
And she's being reintroduced to Landon. So it almost felt like episodes 1 and 2 of the first season, but with advancement.
For sure.
So the first thing I want to discuss is we see Hope traipsing through the woods, and she's looking at what looks like on our screen purple blood or, you know, purple substance.
Yep.
And she ends up at Mystic Falls High School. Why do you think it led her to Mystic Falls High School, Haley?
I mean the legacy writers knew what they were doing here. They absolutely led her there for her reunion with Alaric. We know that that's where it was going. There's no other reason why that was going to happen. We didn't technically know that this is what Alaric was doing, but why else would she be led to Mystic Falls other than for a reunion with Alaric?
Okay. What about you, Shiksha?
Yeah, I agree. It was just the best way to have her reunite with Alaric. Mm-hmm. But it's interesting because we saw later on that the troll, or not troll,
right,
was after actually Landon.
Right.
So why?
Well, we'll get to that in a second. You got me excited. I think my hair just stood up a little bit. You know, I'm glad I'm wearing a turtleneck tonight.
Oh my gosh. I will say the other thing about Hope being led to Mystic Falls was the little scene with the new character Maya.
Mm-hmm.
Because I do feel like Hope has always had a hard time having friends and finding friends.
I
and
agree.
So it was cool to see this character insert herself, not be a mean girl, not be vindictive, just genuinely trying to help Hope, which it's always typically the other way around. Hope is always trying to help others. So
that was
a fun moment to see and kind of maybe where that's going to go.
Said we'll go after that guy.
Yeah,
and,
of course.
And yeah.
Or all the new eyeliner.
The glam.
And,
yeah.
Yep.
That was really nice. Yeah.
All right. Now, look, fans out there, I want you all to know something. So our new panelist, Miss Shiksha here, she is Bali girl. I want y'all to know that as well. She's super dope. She was told that she wanted to be on this panel, so she binge watched season 1 of Legacy. She is a Vampires fan and Originals fan, so yeah. I want you all to give her a pat on the back right now. If you're watching, you should be patting your back.
Yeah,
all
thank
right.
you very much.
I see y'all out there patting your back because she really did a great job and she came in strong. So I want to hear a lot from her because she just saw the first season. So now let's move a little bit forward. I don't want to talk about Principal Saltzman yet.
Deal.
I want to talk about Landon's new identity.
Okay.
So
popular Landon.
Yes.
I know.
Popular Landon.
So Landon goes from infamous to famous.
Yep.
And I said, well, Landon is having a total 180. It's not a 360. Yep. You know, that's the same way. But and he seems to be basking in it. People, can I get your autograph? He has a new fan.
Yes, he does.
And so I want to
know. Several new fans.
Yeah, several new fans. But this particular one seems to can't keep her nose from leaking, as we find out. I want to know what you all think about how Landon is receiving the new attention.
I think that Landon is doing it in Landon fashion, and that's being awkward. I don't think that so he awkward. Exactly knows how to handle the attention. You can tell he's a kid that's never really been in the spotlight before. So he's handling it, quite frankly, the best he could. I really appreciated that his attention, despite all his newfound fame, is still on Josie and on the people that matter most to him, which has been a characteristic that is quite frankly, fond of with Landon. Mm-hmm. You know, y'all know how I feel about Landon out there, guys. You know how I feel about this. But he grew on me a little bit today, which is huge. That's part of my revelation.
That
stay
is
tuned
big.
For more. But
so he's your little chia pet.
Like,
you don't like Landon?
Chia.
Right, you know how they grow on you?
No. Okay. Landon and I, we don't vibe. I don't vibe with Landon. I let our live chat and everyone watching know that last week that not a huge fan of Landon, not a Landon lover. And this episode, though, he grew on me. I'm kind of liking this reestablished storyline that they're creating for him.
Okay. All right. Go ahead, Ms.
Schitzer. Yeah, it was interesting because he's so awkward. It's ridiculous. He's so awkward. But we saw in all of season one how he just wanted to fit into the school.
I agree.
You know, he grew up and he had a rough time with no parents. And so he just wanted a place to fit in and he tried so hard. And now finally he was. And he was the most popular guy in school. And of course he's going to eat that up a little bit. You know, who wouldn't?
Rightfully so. It's almost like he morphed. So I remember in high school, our senior year, one of the superlatives, you know, smartest, best dressed, all that stuff.
I was most spirited.
You're most spirited. Okay. Then you had the most likely to succeed.
Of the unicorns.
Landon.
I was most likely to, most unforgettable.
I got best character.
Oh, so
really?
We're all,
we're all superlatives.
Yeah. But I was most spirited. My high school mascot was a unicorn. So speaking of
that's amazing.
Supernatural show, my high school mascot was a unicorn.
That's pretty dope.
I love that so much.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So but we see Landon, and one of the superlatives was Mr. and Mrs. Metamorphosis. So from ninth grade, they were kind of like the ugly duckling. And
then school?
Oh, yeah. And then in 12th grade, you were like, yo, you need to be a model. I think personality-wise, Landon is Mr. Metamorphosis. He seems to, instead of trying to please everyone by being something that he's not, he seems to be accepting who he is and allowing people to like him. And I think that's going to benefit him in the end. All right.
Curveball.
Go ahead.
Do you think that it's because of the fact that Hope wasn't remembered in his life?
We don't know.
Yeah.
We don't know.
Like, I cannot forget what his prism cylinder self, like last episode at the end, we saw him not able to tell Hope that life without her is worse, you know? And so,
understood.
Like, we're seeing that his life, obviously, without Hope is better. And is that reflective in his character? Because let's be honest, Hope kind of babied him all last season.
She
allowed him to just live in this victim role. And because she was always there to hold his hand through everything that he encountered. And now he doesn't have that. And he's able to actually show people who he really is.
Well, let me ask you this then. You can answer this as well. So you're saying that Hope babied Landon, but is Josie babying Landon?
Yeah, because I was just going to say that.
She referenced, you know, I'm used to fixing problems.
Yeah, I mean,
go ahead, Shiksa.
I mean, she does just want to help people.
And that's the thing, right? Because that's in her character to help people. But with Landon, it's almost like she can't, and that's weird for her. But with Hope, Hope could baby him. Yeah. So I think Landon and Joe make a better relationship because he doesn't need her to baby him. He can be his own person versus Hope was always, you know.
I know what you mean. Yeah. Okay, all right. So
I think they can better each other.
Each other, exactly,
All right, so I see some things in the chat that are very interesting. So we're going to skip to one of our different topics. We're going to go to number three and come back to number four. So I see that Ivan Soto, what's up, Ivan? I was waiting on you. I don't think I saw you last week.
He was fired up, Ivan. Really excited to see you in the live chat.
So the headmaster is Malivor. That's what Ivan is saying.
Oh, Ivan, 100. So it's literally, it's turned down.
Haley!
Wait!
You're killing me, not yet. So, Ivan, see how you get my people fired up?
I am fired up about this.
That's good, though. So, I want to talk about Bartimus.
Okay.
Now, I noticed a few personality traits of Bartimus. He is peculiar. He seems to be obsessive compulsive, the real version, not the version that you all self-proclaim.
Yep.
He seems to be medically obsessive compulsive. He has a very proper and dapper way he does things. And people like that, to me, seem to be duplicitous or deceitful because they're so clean. Mm-hmm. It's easy for them to get away with things.
It's true.
What was your first thought of Bartimus?
You want to know my first thought?
When he was with Julian.
So my very first thought of Bartimus was, as we know, being on this panel, I'm a huge Supernatural fan. Therefore, I'm a huge Harry Potter fan.
Yes.
He reminded me of Professor Umbridge. He's the male Professor Umbridge, kind of mixed with Professor Snape. That's who he is.
Okay. Stop, you're right.
Okay. No, like, oh my God. To a T, I was like, he gave me the same chills that she always did.
Okay.
He was very polished, clean, uptight. They both have accents. I was like, oh, I didn't.
Do you think that was done on purpose?
Probably not,
okay.
But that's the vibes that I get.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, creepy gay.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't like him. Yeah, I did not like him. Alaric needs to be the headmaster again. That's where I stand.
So are you biased towards Alaric?
Very much
okay.
So. So
right.
He's only temporary, and he has to go. Like,
okay.
So I can't like him.
All right.
That's just the way it is.
I like Bartimus. He is, yeah, he's my guy.
Okay.
He's wearing a double-breasted waistcoat.
Whoa.
And he has he's my dude. I know he seems sinister. His initial.
Look at my face right now.
I see it.
This is a disappointment.
Yeah, she's disappointed, but she's also smiling, you all. So y'all have to.
Jonathan? This isn't a permanent smile. Here.
Yeah, you're like a happy car. You know.
you're basically saying you like the bad guy.
No, but I don't think he's a bad guy yet. And it seems to be the narrative to paint him as bad because he says to Josie, offensive magic is necessary, but you have to have discipline.
But
so there's a way where I think that he's coming off as sinister.
That's like Harry Potter.
That's literally what Professor Umbridge does in Harry Potter.
Okay.
That's crazy. And Gracie Ryan in the chat said, ditto, I thought he was Dolores Umbridge too.
Okay.
That's what he's going to be.
Okay.
The male version of her.
All right. Well, before we continue, I want Haley to speak to our fans right now.
Yeah, guys. So we know several of you are in the live chat, and we very, very much appreciate you. Without you all, we couldn't do what we love most, and that's being at AfterBuzz TV. Thank you, everyone that's out there, for making us the ESPN of TV talk. If you're following us in the chat, make sure you're also subscribing, hitting that thumbs up. Also, we are on iTunes, Spotify, all that good stuff where you listen to your podcast, and make sure you give us 5 stars. Again, I'm on 4 shows here. Shiksha's on 5. We love it. Make sure you keep liking, you keep subscribing, and keep it up, guys. We appreciate you.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much, Haley.
Uh-huh. You got it.
All right. So we're going to give Bartimus a break. I see y'all want to drag him through the mud in his 3-piece Armani suit. So let's give him a little break. Let's talk about Hope and Rick together again. I'm a fan of reunions.
Yeah.
Maybe not family reunions
all
the time.
Are you like just about to be a little negative Nancy about this episode?
No. I'm not setting it up. I'm not doing a disclaimer. Mm-hmm. You know, people do that.
Mm-hmm. I know.
You look nice, but
that's where I thought you were going.
No, I'm not going to do that.
Like, this guy likes Bartimus. What's he about to say about Hope and Alara?
No,
yeah, right?
I'm saying I'm a fan of reunions, you know, mm-hmm. and I like that Alaric pointed out something important.
Yep.
When he said, it was like muscle memory for me to throw the ball to you. Tell me what went through you all when you realized Rick has some familiarity with Hope.
I think we kind of touched on it too later on with Landon, but I think that these are just key things that they're breadcrumbs that mm-hmm. the writers are dropping to us to make sure we're paying attention and also to show that I think eventually people will start to remember Hope or something's going to happen there.
I think these are more like biscuits they're dropping.
Yeah, okay, for sure. I was saying. But I thought it was very strange that he just, boom, locker, crossbow.
Like,
hello.
Yeah.
But he also
so
stated. He also stated to Hope, like, look, I am Alaric Saltzman. Like, you don't know who you're dealing with.
Like,
so he's prepared.
I'm Alaric.
Go ahead, Molly girl.
Well, it was exciting to see them together again. The whole muscle memory thing just made me so happy. Because that just means there's Hope for Hope.
Oh, look at you. You see? We talked about it.
Yeah, so there's hope for her that they will remember, which is exciting, because the idea of her just being forgotten for the rest of the series is kind of depressing.
It would be.
Lie. Yeah.
She's an integral part of the show.
There's always hope.
There's always hope. Exactly.
But, and the other thing, I want to give a shout out to Daniel Rose Russell, she who plays Hope.
Of course.
She was phenomenal this episode. Mm-hmm. I mean, when she cried, I wanted to cry. I could feel what she was portraying through the TV as I was watching. I was like, I remember these heartbreaking moments. Yep. I remember these feelings when she went to Alaric and was like, you're the closest thing I have to a father. I felt that. Mm-hmm. And I just want to give kudos to her. That was an incredible performance this episode. You rocked it.
All right. Well, good. Let's continue. Let's talk about one person who I saw popped up a little too much for me this episode was Maya.
Okay.
If you're insignificant, you don't show up 2 and 3 times in one episode.
Yeah.
Excuse me, everybody. Just drank some water. And we saw that last season with Joy Lier, who played one of the characters, and she ended up being Medusa.
Yep.
And she popped up out of nowhere.
Yeah.
And then again, she was there. I said, something's up with her.
See, I have seen stuff, though, that Julie Plec did say that Maya, I think, is going to be a pretty reoccurring character.
Okay.
So I think we can count on Maya becoming a bigger role.
So do you think Maya is a person who's not aware that she has supernatural powers, or is she a human?
She's human.
Okay.
She could become a vampire.
Everyone can become a vampire.
I'm saying, if you let Caleb get a hold of her, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, MG.
MG. Oh, maybe.
MG's the one who
is... Can we make MG and Maya a thing? Can we make that happen?
Yeah, please. Because MG's breaking my heart right now. So.
Is he really?
Well, yeah, I feel bad for him.
Your heart's breaking for him.
For him. Yeah, my bad.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, well, we can go into MG. It's one of the subplots I was going to discuss anyway. So we see Caleb and MG. And Caleb is coaching MG like, look, bruh, Lizzie said, I heard her. She said, this year is a yes year. Yeah. So you need to get on your game and holler at her. So what do you think? Is Caleb up to something, not negative, but is he up to something that he feels will benefit the school? Or is it just MG?
No, I think it's just the fact that he doesn't want MG going after his sister.
So he's trying to have him deflect.
He's deflecting his focus back on Lizzie. 100%.
Yeah. Yeah, and, you know, Lizzie knew what was happening. She knows MG likes her and was still saying yes, kept up with what she said, but it was uncomfortable almost, you know, the whole time that they were together because you knew she just wasn't into it and he really wanted her to be into it. And it was just uncomfortable. I don't know.
Yeah. For one moment, I want to pull something up here. I'm watching you all in the chat. Billie Jean Girl 24 says, what was up with the new guy who ran into Hope at school, the football player? That's Ethan.
Yeah. That's Ethan.
Okay, we'll talk about that in a minute, Billie Jean. And then I also want to bring up Charmed Original. The question is, are any of you all familiar with Alexis Denisoff's Professor Vardimus's work on Buffy the Vampire Slayer and Angel? As watcher Wesley Wyndham Price. Do y'all know anything about that?
I saw a lot about this being written up, but I personally have not gotten around to watching Buffy the Vampire Slayer, so I personally have not.
Okay. I am in the middle of season one. I just started watching it a while back. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, we'll do our best to catch up Charmed Original. If you have any nuggets to drop in the chat, you see how active we are with it, just let us know. We can pull it out here.
Absolutely. We'd love to know your thoughts on that.
All right, so let's talk about Ethan.
Ethan.
So, is Ethan's character seems to be drawn to Hope. I mean, let's be real. Hope is a pretty girl. She has
say it how it is.
Yeah, you know, she has swagger, you know, as the seasoned people
and
say.
And she's very confident.
Yeah, she's confident. Mm-hmm. She's intelligent.
Yep.
So, it's not hard to be attracted to someone like that.
Yeah.
So, what do you think Ethan and Hope are they going to be the new Landon and Hope?
Ethan gave me Landon vibes. Not really in how he presented himself. More
season
so how
one Landon or season two Landon?
Season two.
Okay.
But more so just kind of how they look. It's that dark, kind of wavy-ish, curly hair. He's just kind of lurking. I think that either this is not going to really tell anyone anything, but I either think he's going to be great or I think he's going to be, like, devastatingly bad.
Okay.
It's going to be one or the other. There's going to be no in between. He's either going to be a love interest or he's going to be an evil person.
We have
Adam Rodriguez saying that Hope will have Maya, Ethan, and Josie falling in love with her. I kind of believe that.
You think
everybody's been falling in love with Hope.
Did you see what Ivan said?
Yes. That Josh, Maya, and Ethan are siblings.
Yeah, he thinks Maya and Ethan are siblings.
Oh.
Ivan Soto.
Was... Well, I know it was Ethan's first day, and I remember MG saying something along, or no, when Maya was walking out of the office with MG, Alaric, and Hope saying, like, rough first day or something like that. I didn't know if she was referencing herself or if she was referencing Hope.
Well, okay.
Guys, Hothen is the ship name.
Wow.
That's what Jenna Wright says, Hothen, and I'm glad that she chose Hothen, not heathen. Because heathen, you know, I'm going to church.
Hothen's better.
Yeah, heathen is not something you want to be, people.
Oh, my gosh.
So, okay, well, this, as it stands right now, we have so many different people who are coming together in ways that I did not see.
Yeah.
I did not see Hope being this quickly remind. I didn't see Rick being this quickly reminded of who Hope was.
Yeah.
And I definitely didn't see Josie and Landing building their relationship to this level.
And but, then it just kind of dropping. They were fine by the end of it.
Stronger.
They were fine by the end of it.
I think they are stronger. And I think Josie still has that selflessness about her. The fact that she was willing to forego her allergies to please Landon. Is that a healthy situation for Landon?
I think it's more so, I think Josie says it best at the end where she recognizes her weakness and the fact that she's very codependent and that she's working and doing her best to not be. But on that same note, guys, I will say on the same subject of the still Hope, Landon, Josie kind of triangle we currently have, this is my revelation. You all know how I feel about Hope and Landon. I established myself last week, aka I'm not a fan of it, for any of our new listeners out there. This episode made me kind of like them.
Oh, so you kind of missed
It was
them.
Hard to say. I got it out. I got it out.
Who, Josie?
No,
Hope and Landon.
Hope and
she
Landon.
She said she kind of missed that union.
Yeah, I was kind of rooting against Josie and Landon this episode.
That goes against everything you believe.
It does. That was really, it was hard.
But
it was really hard to get out.
She's willing to change, which is great.
Yeah. I think it's because I'm willing to evolve.
Yeah, okay,
for the betterment of the show. And I think it's because I really appreciate the writers doing their due diligence to start and retell Hope and Landon's story. I'm a sucker for a love story. I'm a sucker for any type of romance. So the fact that the writers are taking this upon themselves to start it from the beginning, we see their first interaction. Granted, Hope knows it's not their first interaction, but I think and I would love to see them show us how the two fall in love with each other this time, and I would be more on board about Hope and Landon. So I am here with an open mind.
I'm torn.
Last week I was very closed-minded to them. I'm open-minded
Okay,
now.
Go ahead.
I'm just, I'm super torn because I like Hope and Landon, and I can see that that's kind of where the show is headed with everything that they've done. But Joe and Landon, they make each other better people. I just, you know, she, with Joe, he's the one showing her how she doesn't need to depend on other people and she doesn't have to take care of them. She can take care of herself, and that's growth right there, you
know?
That
is growth.
We already spoke about the other way around, so...
See,
well, let me pose this question.
Yep.
So, I have a friend. I'll say a friend.
Story time.
And I'll use brevity. And something is said. This is something I say to this friend. Sometimes you date someone who makes you better for somebody else.
Facts. You took the words right out of my
could
mouth.
Could that be the situation?
Literally, that's exactly what I was about
could
to say.
Could Landon either be making Josie better for someone else, or could Josie be making Landon better to return back to
Hope?
Facts.
100%.
And Penelope is the one that made Josie even think about the fact that she needs to improve herself.
Yes.
Right.
And now Landon... No, she's gone.
Oh, yeah. She's in Europe.
Yeah, right? Gone, but I'm hoping she comes back. Yeah. And then Landon is kind of pushing her further down that journey. So maybe you're right. Maybe.
Yeah. All right. Let's
we'll see.
All right, you all, we're going to switch gears here. This has been a wonderful conversation, but I have one more topic that I have to discuss, and we cannot get out
bring
of here.
Bring it.
Instead of, and we cannot get out of here without talking about
bring
Lizzie
bring it.
And
bring it.
Sebastian.
Yes.
Woo!
Or
oh, man.
Known now as Elizabeth.
That was pretty good.
Now.
Whoa.
Who's going first? You going first?
I'm going first.
Hit it, girl.
I'm going first
it.
Because, whew. I'm a fan of Sebastian, y'all. Okay. I loved me some Damon Salvatore. And now, Sebastian, I am here for this. I mean, again, everyone who's new, and last week I've already said this, Lizzie is also on my lower list of characters in the show. But I really like him. I like how intriguing they are together. I don't necessarily like how Lizzie treated MG because of it. But Sebastian, you have me hooked. I want to see more of you. So writers, bring it.
All right.
Is it crazy that I would have liked it better if it was Sebastian with Joe?
No, absolutely not. Because I would say that too. I agree.
Oh, you agree?
Yeah, it's not crazy. I agree.
Yeah.
Think Sebastian may end up with Josie?
No, she wishes.
I wish.
Oh, okay, okay.
They're
okay.
Definitely doing the Lizzie Sebastian thing. Yeah. But okay. I wish it was Joe. Because, yeah. I don't know, I think that would be so much more steamy. Is that crazy?
You think so?
Yes.
Go ahead. You have something to say, Haley? Go ahead.
So, our live chat. Gracian Ryan says, Sebastian, take me to your lair. Retweet on that.
I love that. That's awesome.
So, I like Lizzie with Sebastian because he pointed out one thing that she's insecure about, and he spotlighted and or spotlit it. I guess I don't know how to say that word, and made sure that she knew it was important when she said, "Well, I think Elizabeth's too boring." And he was like, "I think it's perfect, actually."
Yeah.
And I think someone like Lizzie, how she was last season, having her insecurities, always having to be the center of attention. I feel she needs somebody who's going to capitalize on whatever her insecurities are and let her know these are the things that I like about you.
And I can't agree with you. And it was kind of proven later on in the episode when she does have the hard conversation with MG and the fact that she says, this is a clean slate for me. He doesn't know anything about me. He doesn't know crazy Lizzie.
Right.
I'm able to be me with him.
Right.
And so I think that's a good thing for her. I think it's a good opportunity as long as he doesn't suck her blood.
The fact that he warned her, and Bali girl, I want you to hit this.
Yeah.
The fact that he warned her, he says, you're drawn to me. y'all work with me now, okay? You're drawn to me, and I'm drawn to you, but I'm no good for you. What did you feel about that?
I mean, they were going for the steaminess, and they did it. They hit the nail on the head. I mean,
he
it
did
was
for
good.
Show.
For show.
Super, yeah.
For show, for show.
You sound like you're from the South now.
For show. Yeah. You can't tell by my y'alls.
No, I already know that, but that's what we say in Atlanta. We be like, yo, for show.
Yeah, I'm from the South, too, so.
Oh, what part?
Yeah, Nashville, Tennessee.
Oh, you're from the Bills.
Nashville, Tennessee.
Wait a minute now. Nashville be popping. Yeah. Broadway, off the chain.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I went and saw a Maroon 5 at Bridgestone Arena. Off the chain.
Yeah. That was good.
So y'all are good for Sebastian and Lizzie right now, or do you feel
more here for Sebastian than necessarily Sebastian and Lizzie, but I can let it ride. I can tolerate that.
I'm okay with it. I don't hate it. I don't love it.
I need to see more though. Yeah. Definitely see more.
Yeah.
Okay, Gracie and Ryan seems to think, if I'm correct, thinks that Sebastian is Malivore. And
yes.
So you
I don't agree.
Okay.
Sorry, Gracie.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't agree either.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't agree. I think it's interesting that it could be one of the new characters. Mm-hmm. That Malivore is one of the new characters, but
perhaps
it's
he's
not
an independent
Sebastian. Huh?
Is he an independent?
I think he might have been one of the monsters to come out of Malivore. Do I think that he's Malivore himself? No. Do I think he could have been a monster that comes out of Malivore? Maybe. Because right now, he's just very disoriented. You can tell in that very first scene when we see him, he's kind of stumbling around. He doesn't really know where he is. And so I think that it's very possible that he could be one of the monsters that came out of Malivore.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. People in the chat keep bringing up MG. So it's apparent to me, which means proof of seeing, that they want us to talk about MG.
Oh, my goodness.
MG is Cynthia Manic says that poor MG forever in the fortress of friend zone. So, yeah. MG, we're going to give you some shine, okay? And we're going to talk about you, and then we're going to move on.
Yep.
Do y'all think MG is a person who always looks for the wrong person to date? Could that be why he's always in the friend zone?
Yeah. I mean, pretty much since we've known MG, for the most part, Lizzie's always been the apple of his eye. That's always been the girl that he wants, that he
it's that blonde
longs
hair.
For, I suppose. And I think it's because they're such good friends. And I really did like the scene, and I thought he did a great job when it was him and Caleb, and he just openly expressed how he feels about her. Because at the end of the day, and I really do actually hope that this ends up working out, because I do think that everything he said about Lizzie is actually what she genuinely wants to and needs to hear from a man, and I hope that he gets a chance to.
Okay, go ahead, Bali girl.
Hold on, I just want to say Haley and Sebastian in the chat.
Oh, yeah, someone did write that. I saw that. Jana Wright said that. What's up, Jana?
Yes,
how you living?
So funny. Okay, MG has always chosen the wrong girls. He's had Lizzie, yeah. You have Medusa, you had the sister. What you doing, MG? What's going on?
Right.
You
know? He's trying, guys.
So he just has a knack for bad people.
But I liked him with Medusa before she was evil, yeah. And then she turned nice again, and I was like, yay!
And then now she's gone.
I haven't confirmed yet, but I believe Joy Lier, who I interviewed last year, she was the last interview of the season.
Yeah.
I believe she's going to be returning this season. I've not confirmed that yet. I'm about 50% sure on that.
Cool.
So I'm going to try to get some information from her, but I believe she'll be returning. And if she does, it would be wonderful, because then MG can be in a conundrum of Lizzie. And I forgot Medusa's character's name.
Yeah, I'm blanking too. Yeah. But what about Maya? We said he could be with Maya.
He could be with Maya, but to me, Maya's kind of milquetoast to me. She's kind of... She's cute. She's attractive.
Wait, what is milquetoast?
Milquetoast means like boring...
Bland toast.
Yeah. But we don't really know her yet. We don't know if she is anything.
Yeah, it's like, I liked her outfit. She seems spicy.
Yeah,
she seems spicy. Yeah, it's like the store brand version of pepper. Yeah. You know, it's not really spicy, but it still is pepper.
Well, it's like Landon. He was what did you say? White toast? What did you?
Oh no, they said that he was. Someone said he was a loaf of bread or something.
He was bland toast. That's what we described.
Yeah.
So Landon was kind of like that in the beginning too. Now he's a phoenix. So
he was, but Landon had a mystery about him. That was the thing that drew us to Landon.
Maya
and then
could.
You think she does?
Okay. Guys, Jana Wright, I think, hit the nail on the head. So Jana Wright is in our live chat. They say that MG is just looking for love because he has no love from his mom.
So he got mama problems.
So true.
He got mama issues. Demi Lovato, can you write a mama issues song for us, please? We love daddy issues, but can we have a mama issues, please? All right.
He's got mama and daddy issues, honestly.
Nia. Ivan tells us, Medusa's name is Nia. Sorry to cut you off.
Nia, thank you.
Go ahead, Bali girl. Finish what you were saying.
Oh, he has mommy and daddy issues.
Okay.
Poor guy.
All right.
I really want him to have a win.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, this episode, as you all can see, was something. I'll say it that way. It says this year is going to be different. This year will be different. But as it stands right now, the only differences I see are the placement of the people. But the actual activities taking place seem to be the same. So we have to keep on moving on through the season to see how different this year will be.
Oh, man. I just had a thought.
Okay, go ahead.
Light bulb.
Just going back to the Malivore thing. Literal ding in my head. Okay. So Hope was erased from existence.
Mm-hmm.
Correct? Okay, when Lizzie had that moment with the genie, she saw what it would be like to erase Hope from existence, and basically everything changed. There were so many differences.
Right,
but now that Hope actually has been erased from existence, there's really nothing has changed except she's been plucked off.
Yeah, but it's still only the second episode.
This
and
is
a
true.
Monster has not attacked the Salvatore school yet.
That's true. They have not had to deal with a monster without Hope.
No, exactly.
But everything is the same. The relationships are the same. Mm-hmm. The people, everything is the same. Versus when the genie was there, everything was different.
So are you team Hope-less? Can I get a drum roll, please?
Oh, my God, the puns. They're not going to stop.
All right, so, okay, there we go. Thanks, Jonathan. Okay, you all. So that was it. We had a great episode. Welcome, Bali girl. We like her so much. She's super legit.
Yeah.
Haley, we already know she's an OG in the game, son. You feel me? And your boy Josh right here. So let's move on to our special segment, The Merger. So, as I explained at the top of the show, The Merger is... the duos that were the best in the show and the worst in the show, based off the opinions of our panel, and then I want you all to give us your opinions in the chat. So, Bali girl, I'm going to start with you. We're going to do good and bad each person. Who was your best duo and your worst duo of this episode, and why?
Worst duo. I'm going to start with worst and with best. MG and Lizzie, super awkward.
Yeah. Okay.
What was that? Best duo, Hope and Alaric. I mean, talk about a tearjerker.
Okay.
Seriously amazing.
Yeah.
All right.
I got to echo that. My best duo also goes out to Alaric and Hope. Super happy to see them reunited. And my worst duo goes to Caleb and MG because I don't like Caleb's motives right now because he's just... he's not actually being a good friend to MG. He's just kind of supplementing him so he doesn't go after his sister. So they're my worst duo this week.
Okay. I don't think y'all ready for my best duo, but I'm going to do it anyway.
Oh, you're going to do it. I think I know.
What am I going to do?
Let's hear it.
Okay,
just
so my
it.
Best duo actually is Landon and Hope.
Oh,
because
that's good.
Landon was cerebral and didn't even realize how cerebral he was.
Yeah.
And it affected Hope in a way where she couldn't help but emote. So I have to say that silence there is what caused them to have the best duo for me.
The milkshake. Right.
Yes, yeah, the like, milkshake. Come on. Super legit. God. You know, the peanut butter's on the bottom.
No, I like
Hope
that.
Hope's like, yo, this is my dude, son.
Yeah.
And the worst duo, I think I might agree that Lizzie and MG was a bit of a speed bump. You know, it's kind of like I've been in college, high school. We've all been there before. And you see that couple and you're kind of looking at them like, even with glasses, they don't look right. That's kind of how I see MG and Lizzie right now. So for those of you in the chat, if y'all have anything to say about your best or worst duo, just let us know. Jenna Wright says the worst duo, actually, she's the antithesis of what I said, Hope and Landon. Billie Jean Girl 24 says best duo is Hope and Rick. Worst duo, Josie and Landon. They just look right for each other. Okay, so I like Ivan says Hope and Landon. Ivan, we know you a Hope and Landon fan. So, just keep them coming, you all. Let us know how you all feel. And after the merger, we are going to merge right into news and gossip.
Yeah, we are. So, this week in news and gossip, want to kick it off and remind you all about the Vampire Diaries and the Originals convention. For anyone that is in California, Burbank, California, specifically on November 9th and 10th, they're having a huge convention where you're going to see all of your favorite actors and actresses from Vampire Diaries and the Originals. It's going to be super exciting. We're hoping to be there. You can go to creationent.com to purchase tickets and figure out which characters will be there on what days. You'll be able to get autographs, take photos with them. It's going to be a great time. So if you love either one of those shows, make sure you go and check them out. Also, in our second piece of news, it is official. In our live chat tonight, I saw a bunch of you saying that we need Freya. Well, Freya is due to come out in episode 6. It has been confirmed. That's when we'll see the reappearance of Freya. And additionally, Julie Plec also has confirmed that the main villain of this season is, no, not Malivore, although technically he is the villain. Mm-hmm. It's actually Loneliness. So we will see what that means and what she has in store for us.
All right. Thank you for the news and gossip. Now, you all, we cannot get out of here without hearing some predictions.
Woo! Woo!
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. I'm going to start the opposite end of the table. And
yes,
we have a few minutes, so just give me your prediction. What's going on, Bali Girl? What you got?
Predictions. I definitely think Malivore is one of the characters we met today.
Mm-hmm.
Could be the headmaster. Who knows?
Okay.
Since he's evil.
Oh,
yes, I think I really hope that they remember Hope at least by mid-season.
Okay.
I'm really praying that they do.
Okay.
She's not going to go back to that school until they do, so. Okay. Yeah, and Alaric has to be headmaster by the end of the season.
Okay, so that means that you're predicting something to happen to my boy, Vardy.
I mean, he's evil. I think
you
he's
just
a
gave
bad
him a
guy.
Nickname. Yeah. Oh my gosh, Vardy.
Yeah, I only give nicknames when I like them. So that's Vardy,
it's
my
like,
boy.
I'm not gonna lie. I sat here and looked at you for a couple seconds, like
who?
Vardy. And I was like, this man just gave him a nickname. Wow, that's where we are.
Yeah. So anyway.
Okay, go ahead.
So.
Go ahead, Haley.
Okay, so I just want to give a shout out to our live chat. Michael Wong, I know you said hi, Joshua.
What's Mike?
You were new in the chat, but I want to give you a shout out and tell you welcome. We are on our predictions segment, so drop some of your predictions in there and we will read them out loud. But my predictions are, I do agree, I think that Headmaster is going to be Malivore. I do definitely agree there. My other prediction is that while Hope is on this new adventure, I think, wait for it, that Hope is going to be the one to find Rafi, because we still do not exactly know where he is.
True.
And I also think that maybe her potentially with Freya, although I hope we don't get to season 6 before we see Rafi, but I think that Hope is going to be the one that figures out how to bring Rafi back, and I think he's going to be the only character to remember Hope.
Oh my
because
God.
He was a werewolf when it happened, therefore his human self will remember who Hope is.
Oh, that's a good
twist. Oh man, that'd be awesome.
I kind of have a little, I guess a little prediction, but analysis, I guess, based off what you said.
Okay.
So we noticed that my boy Barty is recruiting special talent for his special offensive magic class. It might be predicting that he's recruiting this class so that they can fight for him against Malivore. That's how I feel. So,
but or Malivore.
Or Malivore's just creating an army.
Perhaps.
All Malivore wants to do is take over.
They do want to take over, but I think the fact that he's so sinister seems to be too easy to blame him for being sinister. The fact that he acts that way. Because it's like, to me, he's an anti-hero. If anybody's familiar with Jason Statham, he is an anti-hero in all of his movies. That's what I see with my boy Varney. I do agree that Hope is probably going to locate Roth, especially since next week we see that one of the monsters only likes werewolves.
For sure.
So Roth is in a position where he has to be found by someone, and at this point the only person who's strong enough is Hope.
Exactly.
So and Landon, that milkshake means something.
The milkshake.
It's like muscle memory.
Cynthia said that, you know, the milkshake is bringing them to the yard. I mean, Landon is there for the peanut butter. That's all I got to say. So
that's muscle memory again.
Yeah.
Right?
Which is what we discussed.
So the memories are there.
Yeah. They just have to be exposed. You have something.
Yeah, Charmed Originals predicting that the hooded figure at the end of episodes 1 and 2 of season 2 is loneliness.
Oh, represents loneliness.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Ooh, let us know in the chat also, what are your predictions on what a... Okay, we know the symbol is like Malivore's
symbol. Oh, the
Malivore symbol,
yeah.
But what are they doing to the people? Like, obviously this person dies, then gets the symbol.
Right.
But is that person going to be resurrected as like a Malivore minion?
Turn into a golem or something?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Well, let us know what you think in the chat. We will definitely be in the chat this week. We'll be responding to you all as much as we can. We thank you all so much for watching us. We love it here at AfterBuzz. Let them know where they can find you, Bali Girl.
You can find me on all social media at I Am Bali Girl, and you can also find me on after shows Orphan Black, The Flash, The Good Place, The Voice, and I'm starting a new one called Bali What for Bollywood News.
All right, hit it, Haley.
And you can find me on Instagram at Haley Graves with 2 S's. That's HaleyGraveSS. And on Twitter at Haley1Graves2. Additionally, I am here on Tuesday nights covering Empire and This Is Us. And on Thursday nights, I cover Grey's Anatomy right before this show.
All right, and before I get out of here, I do want to point out that Ivan Soto states that Danielle Rose Russell said Hope and Landon are like magnets. Is that hope for them? We will have to find out, Ivan, but as you can see, now I am Joshua Wright. You can find me on social media at Cleverly Clad. If you have any questions, just hit me up, and I'll answer you. We were glad you all were here today, and we'll see y'all next week.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.